T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Ray Dunaway, and this guy is
Jody Ambrosio, and it's always the best part of our day when we talk to the familiar and famous Christine Stewart, the brains behind CTNewsJunkie.com. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Did you hear earlier I introduced you as former CCSU volleyball great?
I didn't know this. So. Were you
yes,
really?
Yes.
You've got the height. Yeah. I mean, you've got the height, definitely.
No, well, I was actually pretty short for a volleyball player. So.
Oh. I don't hang out volleyball.
No. I got the hops, so.
Good ups. More ups than Doug?
No, you know what? Doug is actually excellent at basketball.
Is he really?
He is really good at basketball.
The family that hoops together stays together.
Or something like that, yeah.
We're almost a month, we'll make it right. Chris, into the Lamont administration. Before we get into some of the bills that he wants and his team wants to pass, what do you make of what we've seen so far from the new governor?
Well, it's hard to say. So, Wednesday of this week would have been when he was supposed to give his budget address to the General Assembly, but he asked for a two-week extension. So because he had that two-week extension, he'll introduce all of his policy proposals along with his budget proposals on February 20th this year.
All right.
To give him a little bit more time. I think that they are still... They're still weighing their options, and they're still struggling with a lot of stuff. I think we saw Melissa McCaw earlier this week, his budget secretary, really explain how. So the hospital tax is going to be a big issue, and we don't have enough time to go into how the hospital tax works and all this stuff. But basically, there was an issue that cropped up that was a little outside of the hospital tax. And the hospitals would like to have that resolved, but the Lamont administration wants to resolve it within the global issue of the tax of the taxing scheme, and that is kind of making the hospitals feel like the Lamont administration is just a holdover of the Malloy administration. So they're not exactly getting off on the right foot here.
So you go where the money is.
Right. Well, that's what the Malloy administration.
And what about the guy that he just hired from Goldman Sachs to kind of be his financial advisor? What's the reaction to that?
Yeah, the reaction, he's not taking a salary. He's a 41-year-old who is doing this, has had this call to public service because of what he heard Governor Lamont say during the State of the Union. So, we don't really have any idea yet about I don't think he starts until the end of the month.
Right, but he's in the pipeline.
He is in the pipeline, yes. So I don't know if people know what to expect. They're not necessarily talking about that. There's so many pieces of legislation.
Oh, God, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, there's so much stuff that he wants to do, and obviously you can't get it all done at once. What do you think will be the big initiative that he will push at his budget address?
I think it's going to be a message similar to Governor Lamont's. I mean, Governor Malloy's his first year is a shared sacrifice. I really think that everybody is going to have to contribute to this budget crisis.
And so basically we all have to give a little.
We all have to give a little. So that's going to be tax increases or revenue hikes in some areas. And I think he's going to broaden the sales tax base.
Does that include state employees have to give a little?
There you go.
Well, we're not there yet. They are talking on a regular basis, but they're not talking necessarily negotiating.
Right. There's a big difference between talking and negotiating.
It sure is.
Right, exactly. So I don't feel that there's going to be a lot of give from labor.
Because, well, what they're going to say, and I mean, said...
And what could they do? They've got 2 years of no layoff protection, too. So why would they give that up?
Right. But, I mean, they've been saying that. I did something over at the Capitol, maybe 3 years ago. And I think it was Larry Pelletier. He said, look, we've already given back a lot of stuff. That's enough. We've done our part. So there you are.
Right. Exactly. That's how they feel.
The state senator, Senator Bergstein, maybe jumped the gun with her tolls legislation proposal. Did the administration know she was going there? And it doesn't seem like he's dead set on tolls, is he?
Well, no, I think that we're trying to find out what happens in this lawsuit in Rhode Island.
Right.
But as far as, you know, individuals, so this is a, you know, an odd number of years, so individual lawmakers can submit legislation. So Senator Bergstein submitted her legislation, and I'm sure that there's going to be a committee bill in the future that does something similar, but everybody's throwing everything against the wall at the moment.
Well, and I assume the one that got the big reaction, I mean, maybe last week, earlier this week, was, of course, the grocery tax.
Right, in which he did tell Dan Haar of Hearst Connecticut Media that was not in his top 50 at the moment.
Wow. So it was kind of a what if, maybe, in case of fire break glass.
Yeah, we're not sure if he floated the trial balloon on purpose or if, oops, that trial balloon got out there and.
well, whatever they did, it met with universal disdain.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah. No, it definitely did. I mean, from all sides of the aisle.
Well, but, you know, Chris Powell, who I have on Tuesdays, he was thinking that it's kind of a misdirection. So, in other words, everybody's talking about this. Meanwhile, there are things they really want that are being worked upon behind the scenes.
And that's absolutely possible. I mean, it really is absolutely possible. I mean, that could be a distraction. But we don't know yet because he hasn't produced a budget yet. So I guess we're going to have to wait and see on some of this stuff.
A few more minutes with our friend Christine Stewart from ctnewsjunkie.org. Are there a couple of bills like laying in the weeds, Chris, that they may spring on us?
That's always the possibility. And, you know, so there's all of the legislation that's been introduced right now is really broad and vague and doesn't have a lot of details.
Right.
And they will fill in the blanks later on.
When are they going to get to sports betting? Because I know my predictions were so good during the NFL playoffs. I certainly would have liked to have thrown money away on those games.
Knocked them dead, man. This guy made a ton.
I mean, you're so right. That's something that they really need to do. And, you know, Governor Lamont needs to have a talk with the tribes and the other casino operators who want a piece of it.
Hey, speaking of which, and one of the reasons we wanted you on this morning, ctnewsjunkie.com is, of course, extremely valuable, great reporting. Looks to me like you've expanded your staff a little bit. But the one thing you have, you go up to about – all right, which is below the header, which is CT News Junkie. You can pull that down. Let me see if it works that way. I think it still does. That's where we found it.
And we also have our new bill site.
That's so what I wanted. Yeah, site. Where do we go?
How do you get that?
So it's all the way on the top of the masthead to the right-hand side. So you click on bills.
Bills, yeah. Okay.
You could vote and tell lawmakers whether you support or oppose a bill.
Really? Wow. Yeah.
So it's very easy to get to, and you actually do the text of the bill. There's maybe a little analysis, who's the sponsor. I mean, it's pretty valuable stuff, so thank you.
Yeah, we're trying to link to some of the stories that are on the legislation, too. There's been some coding issues, but we'll get to it.
Nice. Well, I like that. I like this where you could be – it's a kind of a democratic process on your website.
I like
right.
this.
Right. Tell lawmakers quickly nice. With a click of a button.
Exactly. Good for you. Repealing the estate tax, that'd be a biggie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's a big one that's going to be discussed.
Here's one that's going to just – kill people, because I've seen most people against this, and that was the regional cooperation between school districts. That's hot.
There's actually an excellent editorial right now from Lon Seidman, who is the head of the board of Essex, about why the state makes it hard to regionalize.
Okay. Well, we'll look for all of it on your website again, ctnewsjunkie.com. Christine Stewart is the woman behind
creator.
It. Works 24/7 this time of the year. Never has time for her husband or her little one. So, how old is your little one now?
She turns 4 tomorrow.
Wow. Was that her picture that you put on Instagram, looking out the window? Was that you?
That was Christine.
I don't know.
I'll have to. You don't even know. Good.
You going to get a little volleyball in sometime?
Maybe.
You still play?
Know. Maybe we could play in the house for the meantime.
Nice. That'll be good. Right. Hey, Chris, thanks. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too.
That's Christine Stewart. We love her. She's great.
See, I learned it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.